irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Tuned in to Dave's Good Vibration Station on LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. Here we are. Raising your vibration from the very core to the ceiling. All the unconditional love, light, happiness, joy, and laughter from our hearts to yours. You've just tuned in to Dave's Good Vibration Station on LATalkRadio.com. This is world's most listened to internet talk radio station, and you're here to raise your vibration. I want to thank each and every single one of you with all of my heart for being such a powerful and I'd like to say deliberate, influential individual. Each and every single one of our listeners here on the vibration station, we love you unconditionally, and we thank you for dedicating yourself to becoming a greater more, to understanding more of who you are and potentially who you can become. This is the show where we give you an opportunity to think a little outside of the daily norms. Think outside of being stuck in traffic on the 405 or trying to, keep up with work's daily demands. We thank you for opening up your mind and your heart to us. The reason why we do this and why we are so dedicated to inspiring people here on the Vibration Station is because we understand the power of expectation. We understand the power of belief. And we understand the power of intention. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to welcome a very special guest once again. Now, there is a reason for John Gardella being here on the Vibration Station with us again. There is a very powerful and influential reason. John, welcome to the show, my man. How you doing?
Great, great, great. Good to see you, Dave.
I love it. And I love you, man. So good to see you. For those of you that are not already familiar with John, host of Transformed, A Man's Life Journey Towards Significance, first original air date here on LA Talk Radio, April 29th, coming up next weekend, Sunday, April 29th, 7, right across, excuse me, do you, Sunday, April 29th. 29th, 26th. We're looking at the 29th, baby. I think we're 29th. Transformed, A Man's Life Journey Towards Significance. Now, John, first and foremost, I just want to... We're going to get into what Transformed is about. We're going to get into, last weekend, we actually had the... we had the opportunity of getting to know who you were. So, listeners, if you didn't have... a chance to tune in last weekend and find out exactly who John Gardella actually is, the man behind the transformation, make sure to tune into last week's show. where we get a good sit down, in depth conversation, heart to heart with the man himself, John Gardella. Today's show, we have dedicated to informing you what Transformed is all about, why John's doing it, why it's so powerful, important, and truly how it has the potential to substantially shift your life. So Transformed is a show designed for the everyday common man to share his journey in life, right? Without Christ and with Christ, Jesus Christ being, we all know, yes, in the Bible, the book, Jesus Christ, Yeshua ben Joseph. Transformed is a show that shares a man's obstacles with the world's place, right? Obstacles and stumbling blocks of success, business, status, pride, ego, selfishness, jealousy, lust, insecurities, and the list goes on. It also takes a look at what it means to be the spiritual leader of your family, your community, your workplace, your church, your home. At the end of the day, God calls the man to, quote unquote, set it up and be that spiritual rock for those around him, right? John Gardella, I love everything that you stand for and all that you do. Welcome to the Vibration Station.
Thank you, Dave. It's great to be here again, and I just want to thank you for having me on as your guest for the last couple of weeks.
Absolutely. I thank you for doing what you're doing. We've said that before. We've talked about that. Today is a very special show because it's the meat and potatoes of exactly what it is we're doing here on Transformed. Today we're going to be talking about what Transformed is, a man's life journey to significance, right?
Yeah. Big word, huh?
Big word. I mean, right? Huge. I have a couple questions for you that we'll get into to just, bam, start it off. Number one, John, the vision behind Transformed. Just share with us the vision, the inspiration, the fire in your heart. Talk to us about
it. So we talked about that a little bit last week, 17 years ago.
Exactly.
You know, walking into a stadium of men at the Coliseum, 80,000 men at a Promise Keepers conference. And, you know, for the first time in my life, I saw what it looked like for men to be worshiping God and to be surrendering to God and learning what it looks like for a godly man to be taking on godly responsibilities in their life. And so that was 17 years ago.
Right.
So I came right out of that conference and I started my own men's group 17 years ago. And for 17 years, every Thursday morning at 7 o'clock in the morning, 6:45, 7 o'clock in the morning, I've got anywhere from 8 to 20 guys sitting in a room and we are talking about what it looks like, what it means to be more godly, to be more of a man of God, to be more of a spiritual leader in our households. We're going through life together. We're crying on each other's shoulders. We're celebrating.
Yes.
We're doing life together.
Yes.
And so that's where it all started. And then all of a sudden I get this opportunity to say, hey, how would you like to take this to a different platform? And LA Talk Radio said we would embrace that platform. And I never thought in a million years that something that I've been doing for 17 years in a room with 12 knuckleheads would all of a sudden blow up into this. Okay, we're taking it out to the internet and out into the radio, to the radio wave. So,
yes. Huge.
It's godly.
Yeah, it is. Yes. And John, a reason why you are such an inspiration is because you're doing it, all right? A quote that I've always loved, the difference between a regular man and a genius is a genius takes action on his ideas, where the regular man just says, hey, that's a great idea. That's the only difference. So, John, I honor you and I thank you for taking action on your passion and doing something that you know will not only could but will impact the lives of thousands, many, many, many men and wives and women too.
I think that's a great point that you just said right there. You know, it's a platform for men, right? Centered around men, but how many families, how many marriages could be also transformed?
Big time.
Because of what they might hear or be able to implement once they are equipped properly.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I mean, that's what this is about. You know, it's you, the larger pebble you drop into the lake, the larger effect it will have, you know? So in this context, you know, the effect and the power that is held within dedicating yourself to becoming a greater, fuller individual, right? Here on the Vibration Station, we advocate just being in greater alignment with the wholeness of who you are. That's it. That's the best way I can explain it. Being in a greater resonance with the God force you. There's this part of you that has this infinite unconditional love and power to be, do, and have anything and everything. And here on the Vibration Station, we shine light on any aspects of the human experience. And this is why I love what John is doing. John has taken experiences that thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of men have experienced around the world, and he is becoming the voice for these experiences. He's becoming the voice for this change of what men, who they are now, and who they have the potential of becoming. Number one, and number two, you're also representing, you're also speaking for everyone, not just men's, okay, but everyone's opportunity to find that resonance and that alignment with the wholeness of who they are, right? Transformed. When you say, sorry, I hear the, I just want to say, just because I'm so with you on this, transformed is like, it's literally, it's like the butterfly, right? You got to start out a caterpillar, you know? John, your show is so inspiring because you are aiding and assisting people in becoming that butterfly from the caterpillar. You are showing people how to spread their wings. You are showing people an avenue which, you know, people can look to become a greater more. My next question for you, what is the meaning? This is perfect roll-in. What is the meaning of the word transformed? What the real meaning, the heart, not Webster's dictionary transformed. What's the heart of transformed, John Gardella?
Well, let me just say this. I did look up the word transformed. So let's give the worldly definition.
I'd love it.
Of transformed. Transformed, the definition is to make a thorough or dramatic change in the form, appearance, and or character of. So
there you go.
If you take the word transformed and you apply it in the setting in which my show is going to be, which is a Christian transformation, right? You had asked me earlier, Dave, you know, in the 17 years, I've seen hundreds of men come through my group. And I think that I can clearly say, as just a personal experience, as a transformed man,
yes,
not a perfect man. And I think we need to make that clarification. Transformed does not mean perfect, right?
Yes.
There was nobody ever is going to be perfect. There was only one perfect individual to walk this earth, and that was Jesus Christ himself, okay? So transformed is a process. It is a renewing of your mind.
Yes.
So we basically have the world.
I love that. A renewing of the mind.
Right.
I love
we basically that. Have the world.
Yes.
And we have eternity. We have eternal. We have heaven. We have things that are not of this world, right? And so I think that when I look at the years and years of pouring into men at not of their own fault of themselves have defined themselves according to how the world defines them.
Very much so.
Right?
No, so very
I mean when you
so.
Look at when you look at men and you look at, you know, naturally men are hunters. They
yes.
want to go out and they want to, you know, I was sharing this with your mom this afternoon, right?
Yes.
It's like
yes.
they want to hunt. That's the way God designed us.
Right.
God designed us to go out and be hunters, right?
Totally.
And to catch the catch and to be competitive. And
if we don't, our families are going to starve.
That's right. Yeah, right?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So, but also God created the man.
Yes.
To be the spiritual leader of his household.
Yes.
Right? God created the man to lead his family in their walk with knowing who God is.
Big time.
Right?
Big time.
And I think when I listen to 17 years of men, I don't know if men really grasp that or not. I don't.
Yeah.
And if they do grasp it and make decisions and choices not to have it, that could be one entity, right?
Right.
But realistically, I think we've pushed that off onto our wives or the, our wives.
Yes.
And I don't think God designed it that way. God designed a husband and a wife has her responsibilities, and a husband has his responsibility. And one of those responsibilities is to be the spiritual leader of the household, right?
Right.
And I think we've kind of gotten away from that a little bit.
Definitely. Definitely. I couldn't agree more. You know, we have really gotten away from that a lot. A lot of it.
I was being nice.
You know, I think that beautifully said, by the way, beautifully said. I feel, John, I want to talk about for a moment why and how we've gotten so astray from being the hunter and gatherer while simultaneously blessing the food, you know, like, you know, in giving gratitude for we can still provide to an infinite degree. There's no limit to how we can provide for our families. There's no limit to what we can achieve. And, you know, in your definition of quote-unquote success and significance, right? We must achieve both, as we learned from last week's show. John, I think an arena of society that has inspired this disconnection of man from sensitivity and being in tune with God or a higher energy presence, a higher source, God. Creation, creator of creation, whatever you want to call it, what it is in society that has pivoted our direction from maintaining, being a hunter-gatherer and still being grateful for everything we receive and teaching gratitude and love and compassion is that all of a sudden, somewhere along the lines, sensitivity became weak. Being sensitive, being in tune, being in touch with your feelings became, instead of being the strong man, is in tune with his feelings and knows how to convey compassion, love, gratitude to his family. It is now the weak man will only practice you know, sensitive acts. Only a man of weakness would do such a thing, right? That's kind of our today's society. Would you agree a little bit?
Well, I think you hit it right on the head. I think to be viewed as a man who is in touch with his spiritual side, or I even like the word that we used last week, Dave, which was surrender, right?
Big time.
A surrendered big man. Big time. Right? How about just a surrendered man? That has such a negative connotation in today's world, right?
It absolutely does.
It absolutely does. It just represents weakness.
It does.
And see, the thing is when men get a taste of being transparent in front of other men, when men get a taste of other men sharing their life and their life looking a little bit like their own life. See, I think men, if I'm just really speaking truth right now, Dave, I think men are very lonely creatures.
I agree.
Okay.
I agree.
Because, and I don't think that they want to be. I think that the world has created this huge mask for men and their success and their, you know, the money they make and the success that they have and the cars and all the stuff we talked about last week, right?
Absolutely.
And men hide behind that.
Yeah.
So that when a man is confronted with just raw, you call it sensitive, I call it surrendered.
Yes.
When they're faced with just raw, dropping the guard down and just sharing with me how your life is, you know?
Wow.
Like that other day, you and I were sitting in my office and you came in and you shared your hurt about your father and what your father's going through.
Yeah.
Right?
Totally.
I mean, to me,
totally.
That's authenticity. That's
absolutely.
Realness, right?
Absolutely.
But,
absolutely.
And I find when men see that and men get a catch of what that looks like and what it feels like, they truly want it. Look, I've got a group 17 years. I've still got the same four guys in that group. We have done 17 years of life together.
Wow.
They will not miss the group, right?
Yeah.
And it's just doing life together. It's pouring into each other. And I've got very successful
right.
men in there, right?
Right.
But these are men who are completely surrendered to Jesus Christ, who completely are building a legacy for their son. And that legacy is determined not on the things of this world, but it's determined off of eternal values.
Bam. Bam. Eternal values. That's huge, man.
Yeah.
So I want to touch on this. What would you define eternal values? Love, right? Eternal values, right?
Yeah.
Love, gratitude, reclaiming, understanding the power of being a spiritual man in your household. I want to hear what's your definition of eternal. I really like that. I've never heard it said in that way before, and that really resonated. Eternal values.
Well, it's God.
For me,
being a Christian man,
talk to me.
It is my life is about becoming more like Christ. How do I become more like Christ? Well, I have to know what's in the Bible. I have to know what is said about Christ, who Christ was, who he is, and that is my number one resource. And my number two resource is to be around other men of like-mindedness who want to be more like Christ as well. Right? So that we learn from each other. We have a phrase in our group, iron sharpens iron.
Yep.
And that's what it's clearly states in the Bible here too, right?
Yeah.
And when you read the scripture verse that the show Transformed is based around, it comes out of Romans 12 and verse 2, which let me just really quickly read that to you.
Let's hear it, man.
Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Yes.
Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will.
Yes.
Eternal values, you ask, is being in the will of God.
Yes.
Is knowing what God wants for your life and not necessarily what you want for your life. What God wants for your life is God wants you to pass on a godly legacy to your son. God wants you to pour into other people. God wants you to love other people. God wants you to give the shirt off your back for people who are less fortunate. When yes. you look at yes. eternal values, look at the life of Christ, right? And I think that that's where you'll get it from. And believe me, you will be a salmon swimming upstream because the world is going to tell you the exact opposite, right? It's a life that looks drastically different. And when you throw the word transformed in there, you can't be transformed on your own, okay? It has to come from the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has to be in you in order to transform you. David Cohen, John Gardella, anybody out there can't just decide one day I'm going to be transformed and do it on my own power. It has to be through the power of the Holy Spirit.
Absolutely. I want to talk about something that you just said resonated, and I wanted to talk about an aspect of that and why it's so powerful and important. You said God wants us to give the shirt off our back, mm-hmm. right? God wants us to be, you know, giving and loving and grateful, and wants us to pass on a legacy to our children, knowing these eternal values, right? Something that just came to my head, which resonated really deeply with me, was the proof, okay? The proof that is the perfect alignment of who you are meant to be, right? The proof that you are in a perfect alignment when you're taking the shirt off your back to give to someone who needs it more than yourself. The proof to show that it is meant to be that you give food or money or whatever to someone that is less fortunate. Okay, the proof of all that is the way is because you feel so unexplainably empowered and good. There's no feeling in this universe like giving someone the shirt off your back when they need it most. There is no feeling like helping someone, lending a hand when they need one, or helping someone, giving someone food when they need it most, giving someone water, giving someone love, giving someone just a sense of understanding, just someone to listen to, giving someone an ear, giving someone a hug, just anything that represents a greater compassion. It transcends on the emotional scale from, you know, sadness, anger, frustration, resentment being at the very bottom to love, compassion, joy, gratitude being at the very top. The feeling of giving and giving yourself to another transcends anything else. That's how I've proven to myself that's what the higher whole of me, that's what God wants me to do, or that's at least how I'm going to be most fulfilled in this life. Whether there's someone that is, and this is speaking for all listeners, right? This is for everyone. This is for no matter what you believe in, no matter what you think, no matter what you practice, no matter who you are and what you've done in your past or what you plan on doing in your future, what this is about is recognizing that when you give, when you consciously and deliberately give yourself to someone else, when you dedicate a portion of you to helping and aiding and raising the vibration of another person, the emotional feeling that you get and the reward is absolutely unexplainable. You just go out. If you're having a bad day, if you're having a rough day, go out and look for someone to help. Look for someone that might, you know, might be in need, maybe a homeless person. Don't just throw them a five. Go like around the corner, get them like a nice big jug of water. Get them like, you know, maybe like an organic, you know, food, not like all processed preservative that's just not good for him or her. You know, just give. And then tell me how you feel. And then tell me that you don't feel good. And then say, oh, I'm still not feeling that good. It's not right, because this part of you, this holiness that's like available to each and every single individual is activated when you give a piece of yourself to another. That's why you feel so good. And that's why I know, and John knows, maybe that's not the reason why John knows, but that's the proof for me. And I can say that's definitely the impact that John has, is showing people that through the power of giving yourself and loving unconditionally other people, you can be the light in this world and you can do God's work.
Yeah, and for all you listeners out there right now, I know you can't see Dave, but he is working up a sweat in the studio. This man is fired up. Oh, we definitely have hit a sweet spot with you. Yeah, and what you're talking about right now, Dave, is significance, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just sitting here and I'm watching you sweat, and it's significance now. Now we've gotten away from success. Look, I have not yet met a man on his deathbed who has said, "Gosh, I wish I would have worked longer hours. I wish I would have worked. Wish I would have made more money." It's always something about relationships, right? And look, at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. It's all about relationships. Unfortunately. Where my passion is with the man and making the man aware of what his godly responsibilities are, because they are vastly different than what the world says his responsibilities are.
Absolutely. Okay?
And, you know, and I think that's just, you know, that's just what it's called for. I wanted to read something real quick because I wanted to get back on. When you started talking about eternal values and all of that, there's a section of scripture in here in Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 through 26. Let me just read it real quick.
Let's hear it.
The acts of the sinful nature are obvious. Okay, so when we start talking about the world, right?
Okay.
So the acts of the sinful nature are obvious. Sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, which is something you've talked about a lot.
Yes.
Dissensions, factions and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit, which is where we're going, eternal values, right, Dave?
Yeah.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love.
Yes.
There's no other word that he put first. He put love.
The big L.
The big L. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control.
Yes.
So, I mean, just look at the two differences there. And so when you start talking about world versus eternal, you start talking about giving. I think the thing that we need to be careful of when we say giving is that the giving is coming out of a byproduct of our love for God, for me, my love for Christ. Christ did so much for me on that cross, right? That I want to go out and give the shirt off my back. I want to go jump into a radio station called a radio show called Transformed and be scared out of my mind next week when I do it, right? But I know that's what he wants me to do, right?
You're
and awesome. It's all for him. It's not for me. It's not for John. It's not to toot my own horn, right? I mean, this is not about John Gardella. This is all about God. And it's all about spreading his kingdom, his love, showing his love, and all of that.
And I want to add one thing, if that's okay, though.
Sure.
In honoring and exercising that lifestyle, doesn't it just make John Gardella feel so good inside, though? Like, does it, right? Like, okay, so I just want to make, for the listeners, very clear. It's like, because when you say, right, I'm not doing it to toot my own horn. Absolutely, you're not. But doesn't your horn get tooted just because, like what I'm saying is, like, does it, like, you're not doing it because of the selfish part. But it's still, it's the fulfillment just comes naturally. It's like most people would go and do something for the fulfillment. But because you're not going and strictly doing it for the fulfillment of your own, you know what I'm saying? That because you're doing it for a much higher purpose through a higher power and source through you, a byproduct of you choosing a higher source is feeling really good and feeling like super satisfied, even though your intention was to not care whether you were satisfied or not and give yourself to a higher power.
Yeah, my fulfillment, my satisfaction, all of those things come as a byproduct that I know that I am doing what God has called me to do, that I am being obedient to what he wants me to do,
totally.
That I'm being obedient to the scripture in which it's written on what I'm supposed to do as a godly man. And let me just real quickly, again, I'm not stressing, I need to stress the fact that
yes,
I'm not saying a perfect man.
Absolutely.
Look, I'm a Christian man. I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe in the Son of God. I want to become more like Jesus Christ every day, but I'm not perfect.
Absolutely.
I'm going to fall short. I'm going to sin. Absolutely. I mean, we are man. We have a sinful nature, right? Do I hate my sin today more so than I did 15 years ago? Absolutely. And I think that's key, right? So when we talk about that transformation process, when we start reading words like selfish ambition, pride, ego, jealousy, idolatry, all these things, they're going to come up in our life.
Right.
The thing is I hate them more today when they come up than when I did 15 years ago. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Right? Absolutely. And there's a greater awareness. There's a greater awareness.
That's a good point.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. You know what, John? You know what I'd love to do? I want people to hear little bit of what Transformed is going to be about, if that's cool.
That's great. That's great.
So check this out, guys. I have the honor of playing the first. Would we like A or B, John? Would we like A or B?
I think A would be good.
That's beautiful. It is my honor to play the very first soundbite representing Transformed with John Gardella. This is super, super exciting. Check this out, guys. This is really cool. We're coming. Give me one moment. This is great. This is really great. I'm so excited. No, but seriously, I really am. This is so fun. So this is what, you know, we're talking about Transformed. Today's show is all about what Transformed is, you know, gonna be about. This is just a little soundbite here created for Transformed. This is really cool.
Hey, guys.
Check this out. John Gardella's Transformed, A Man's Life Journey to Significance, here on LA Talk Radio.
Now there's a site on the internet devoted just to you, to men. To men who want to be God's man in their personal thoughts and conduct, in their family life, church, on the job, and in the world. Transformed at LATalkRadio.com, a Sunday night internet program with ordinary guys sharing their lives and testimonies with other guys, talking about real life struggles and victories. There's no other radio or TV format that focuses on awakening men and equipping them for godliness, helping you make less worldly choices and more godly and eternal choices. Transformed, a journey together to live and love like Jesus Christ. Transformed, a Sunday night internet broadcast that equips you for the week ahead. Sundays at 7 p.m. at LATalkRadio.com. That's Sundays, 7 p.m. at LATalkRadio.com. Starting April 27th, catch the podcast of Transformed on KKLA.com. Go to KKLA.com and click on podcast. On KK...
Woo! Yeah, baby!
I guess it's for real now.
It's for real now.
And it is April. I checked it. It is next Sunday, April 26th is the first show.
We were juggling between the 29th and the 26th. Yeah, perfect. So just to confirm.
Next Sunday night, 7 p.m. Here at LA Talk Radio. And it is going to be on the video channel. So it is a video show. So you'll actually get to be watching us do the show.
Isn't that fun?
And I'll have a couple of guys that I've been pouring into for a long time who are going to join me on the first show, and we're going to be talking about some great things. I just want to say, and I do want to thank KKLA too. You know, I mean, they're going to be playing 15, that sound bite 15 times this week. And then they're going to be putting the podcasts on my shows onto their website as well. So those podcasts will be on there as well. So
that's so huge, yeah. Man. You're just spreading love through all avenues. LA Talk Radio. We got KKLA. That's so cool, man. That's so cool.
Yeah. And you know what? I just wanted to, I'm just feeling it on my heart right now to say this. If there's a man out there that's listening to this show right now, who's kind of going, you know, what is this godliness all about? What is this eternal value that, you know, you and I've been talking about a lot? What is it all about? At the end of the day, I think all of us have to make a choice. And that choice is, are we going to consume ourselves and consume our lives?
Right.
With the things of this world. I'm going to get choked up.
That's powerful. It's powerful stuff, man.
Are we going to get...
That's beautiful. See,
are we going to get consumed with the things of this world that are here today and gone tomorrow?
Yeah.
Or are we, as men, as leaders, are we going to rise up and be that salmon that swims upstream and say, you know what, I do want to live a different life. Yes. I do want to make different choices. I do want to be the spiritual leader in my family, in my community, in my church.
Yes.
I do want to give the shirt off my back.
Yes.
I do want to make a difference in another person's life. And
absolutely,
I think at the end of the day, that's what we have to ask each other.
Absolutely. Thank you, John. Thank you so much for saying that, man, and reaching in your heart to say that. That is so powerful. I couldn't agree more. That's why I host this show as well. And no matter what avenue you see it through, no matter what way, no matter which inspiration it comes from, as long as you are making that deliberate choice to do exactly what John just said. And I mean, talk about beautifully said. Thank you, John. Really, man, that was inspiring. That was absolutely touching. And I really think that if we listen to that and honor those words, honor what it says, and honor what we know is good for us, right? There's a knowing. There's a feeling when you're doing something that is outside of the greater you, you feel it. That's why you're like, this is wrong. That's why you feel like so. That's why you feel like something's wrong, right? That's why you feel like something's so out of place. It's because it is not in full, in true alignment with what the wholeness of you wants to be doing. And when you make these decisions, right? When you make the deliberate choice to do what John has dedicated his life to doing, you become this, you know, you're half man, half miracle. And it's, I believe, that when you see the true potential in yourself and what you can do with some deliberate focus and some deliberate allowing, some serious rearranging and understanding, the possibilities are endless. They're limitless, they're endless, and they're infinitely more powerful than they were before you decided to allow this super powerful you to be present. As we've said here on the Vibration Station before, there's constantly two versions of you. There's two yous at all times. There is the physical you, the ego-based you, the you that is strictly fulfillment of ego. Right? That is the human aspect. That is the humanoid version, the ego-based, you know, in our, are we flesh, blood, and bony DNA? We got food to eat and, you know, an ego to meet. You know what I'm saying? Versus this creator of creation aspect of us. This God source, kind of omnipotent, all-loving, always unconditionally expanding into a greater love and a greater gratitude aspect of the human experience. This is what we're asking to call for. We're calling for all hires, all alignment. We're calling for all higher selves, for all knowing, all parts of the human experience that you know bring a greater alignment, a greater resonance, a greater gratitude, and just like John said, the biggest word of all, a greater love into your life, the lives of your families, the lives of each and every single person of this planet. You can do anything. When you have that vision, you can absolutely do anything. John, in closing out the show, we have a couple more minutes. I wanted to just get the listeners prepared.
Yeah.
I wanted to get the listeners ready for Transformed, a Man's Life Journey.
Right.
Transformed, a Man's Life Journey to Significance. I was going to say success, but it was none coming out wrong. I was like, wait, significant success. I was like, that's the wrong word. Can you, in the last minute, just tell us here what the layout's going to look like, how powerful it's going to be, and a last time of when we can tune in.
Yeah. So the vision and the model of the show is, like I said, is going to be a video show. So you're going to be able to see the guests
as well as myself. That's so much fun.
Right. And it's going to be a show with everyday men on it. Men who are willing to share their lives before they were transformed.
Yes.
And men who are sharing their lives while going through the process of being transformed.
That's
and that transformation process is going to be given all the credit to Christ and Christ alone, as the higher power. And so you're going to have everyday men. I mean, next week I've got a veteran who was a PJ who,
wow.
And I've got another gentleman who has gone through some serious life journeys and life struggles. And these are guys who are willing to come on and share their testimony. And that's going to be the layout of the show.
Yeah.
It is going to be everyday men,
yes,
sharing everyday troubles, obstacles, everything, so that we will realize, hello, that we as men are not alone out there.
Yes.
We don't need to be lone rangers out there.
Yes.
All of us men go through a lot of the same issues, but we have just not shared them, and we've bottled them up. So this is going to be a platform to where men are going to be able to not only hear it, but see it.
Yes.
As far as what it looks like and what it feels like to be a man going through the transformation process. And I'm looking forward to it. And again, it starts next Sunday night, 7 o'clock p.m. here on at LA Talk Radio on the video channel.
That's awesome.
Love for you guys to tune in. And
you know we will.
And
you know we will.
We'll go over there. Thanks again, Dave.
Oh, thank you, John. Thank you, John. As you guys know, all the unconditional love, light, happiness, joy, abundance, and laughter from my heart, from our hearts to yours. This is the show where we do and say anything and everything to raise your vibration, to bring you into a greater alignment with the wholeness of who you are. We love you guys more than words could ever possibly describe. Make sure to tune in next Sunday at 7 o'clock, April 26th, Transformed, A Man's Life Journey to Significance, with your host, John Gardella, right here on LA Talk Radio. I want to thank you guys so much for joining me here on the Vibration Station. I'm your host, Davey. Make sure to follow me on Twitter. That's at Good Vibes Station. Also, gotta make sure to check out Transformed Man. Twitter, Transformed Man as well. Right? That's your Twitter?
Yeah, hashtag
Transformed Man.
The number one.
Number one. Transformed Man number one. I love you guys with all my heart. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.